Voilà, par exemple, une exposition au centre.
Robert Valois is showing photos of his other artistic project, not the striking pieces of contemporary art on display in his Paris gallery near the Seine River, but the small museum in Benin that he teamed up with local gallery owners to build, donating the art that it now houses.
We start like that, you know, with a very, very small association, with very small money, but we have done it. That's all. It exists. It's open. People come every day, even if it's 20 people a day or 50 people a day, it doesn't matter. Just a small initiative with people that have done it with art, you know, not with anything else.
Valois' initiative may be small, but its significance is big. Africa has very few art museums or other major exhibition spaces, and many of Africa's older artifacts are located outside the continent, in private collections and public museums in places like New York, Berlin, and Paris. But today, demands are growing to return artifacts to the places of origin. Many left Africa during the colonial period, stolen, sold, or otherwise expatriated by European soldiers, missionaries, and Africans themselves. A November speech in Ouagadougou by French President Emmanuel Macron may turn the tide. He promised to restitute what he called African heritage to Africa.
Le patrimoine africain ne peut pas être uniquement dans des collections privées.
African patrimony cannot be in private collections and European museums. African patrimony must be shown in Paris, but also in Lagos and Cotonou. It is one of my priorities.
Over the next 5 years, Macron said, the conditions must be met for the temporary or permanent restitution of Africa's patrimony. But repatriation raises a number of complicated questions, including the provenance of artifacts that may have changed hands and borders a number of times.
With Mr. Macron, the debate has started in France.
Mechthild Rossler heads UNESCO's World Heritage Center in Paris. She says UNESCO is there to facilitate sometimes difficult restitution conversations between the countries involved.
So each of the museums needs to have a look at their own collections and identify pieces which may have been trafficked illegally or which may have come out of some dubious circumstances during colonialism. And it's a part of reviewing the whole colonial history.
Many of France's African treasures are located in the Quai Branly Museum that sits in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower. The museum says it has no objection to so-called property transfers, so long as African countries have the right conditions and the political will to care for the artifacts. But Louis Georgetin, who heads an umbrella group of French Black associations called CAN that has been fighting for restitution, says there are bigger issues at stake. It's about justice and also about business.
The World Bank says that the first industry in the 21st century will be tourism. But if you want tourists to come to your country, you need to have a cultural legacy to show to the world. And how can you do that when most of your legacy has been robbed by many people in the Western countries?
Macron's speech is also giving new impetus to restitution demands facing other former colonial empires, including neighboring Germany.
We have friends in Germany, like an organization called Postcolonial Berlin. They have written a letter to Mrs. Merkel to say, look at what's going on in France, we should do the same.
When it comes to France, Benin has been among the most vocal countries, demanding the repatriation of artifacts from the former Dahomey Kingdom, annexed by Paris in the late 19th century. The previous French government rejected its restitution demand last year. The art, it said, was now state property. Today, Beninois like Marie-Cécile Zinsou, who heads a Cotonou foundation promoting African art, hope Macron's speech has changed things.
Benin heritage is shown in France. It's shown in New York. It's shown in London. It's shown in Berlin. The only place where you can't see it is Benin.
Benin wants the repatriation of several thousand artifacts, some of which are housed at the Branly Museum.
It's very small for France. It's maybe a hundredth of their collection. For us, it's everything, because the French, they left with everything. So today, we have nothing left in Benin, you see. We have copies, but we have no original trace of our history.
At the Paris Gallery, Robert Valois is hopeful solutions can be found for African artifacts that he believes are now a shared heritage.
Is it a national treasure for France, or is it a national treasure for Africa? Both. That's all. Then find a way to do something, but between head of the government, you know, between people. It's easy. It's not difficult, you know. The problem is to show the thing to the people, to the mass.
Lisa Bryant, DW, Paris.